Hey guys, and today we've got a great episode. We're going to talk about enterprise social. What is enterprise social, you ask? We're about to find out, so play the music. Hi guys, and welcome to the show. I have Jackie Nichols with me and Chris Gideon. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Everybody at once. Well, today what we're going to talk about is enterprise social, and it's actually a fairly interesting topic. I'd heard it around. You hear the term enterprise social, and it seems kind of neat. And then we roll out Yammer, and Yammer looks cool, kind of like an internal version of Facebook, which I think is really cool, right? Because you can share ideas about things that you're working on. You can share ideas with other coworkers about really anything Microsoft related. So it's actually a pretty neat thing, at least the way that we have it implemented here at Microsoft. And so I wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things. Number one, what is enterprise social?
Well, Lex, you said it's fairly interesting, and I'm just going to change that up a little bit. It is extremely interesting. It is one of our four mega trends, so it is very, very interesting. And actually, rather than try to explain what enterprise social is in, 100 words or less or 140 characters or less, why don't we watch a little video?
Awesome.
Today, people are more connected than ever before, through social networks, through the cloud, through mobile devices. The world has become a giant network. And every second, people are sharing, learning, and making decisions on the go. They're all part of one hyper-connected world. These are your customers. They expect faster responses, personalized service, better experiences. As a business, you have to always be listening to your customers. Anticipate trends. Take action. And adapt quickly, no matter what comes your way, so you can always stay one step ahead. You need the latest information at your fingertips to make fully informed decisions. And as a business, you can give your customers exactly what they want, when they want it. So they walk away with experiences as unique as they are. What if you were connected to everything important? What if you and every person in your company could work together like a network? Suddenly, you're plugged into everything that matters to your business. You're social and collaborating in new ways, exchanging ideas with people across the globe. You're always listening to your employees, customers, and partners. You spot new opportunities to adapt quickly and make change happen. You share documents and information in real time and make decisions faster than ever. When you're working together as one connected network, you can grow your business. You understand your customers, you build better products, and you deliver the best experiences. This is the power of a network. Now's the time to start working like one.
Well, hopefully everyone enjoyed that video as much as I did, Lex. I think it's a great example of where enterprise social is going. It's all about connecting people and working like a network. I mean, enterprise social is all about enabling organizations around the world, which was demonstrated in that video, bringing and transforming their businesses and really, really harnessing the power of their most valuable assets, which we all know, of course, is people and connecting them. And it is all about working like a network. So hopefully everyone enjoyed it, and hopefully you enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So Yammer is our enterprise social product, correct?
It is our enterprise social networking tool. So okay. It's important to keep in mind that when we're talking about enterprise social, there's a lot of products that we have that make up the social fabric. Yammer is one of them, and it makes up the enterprise social network. But we also have great products like SharePoint, Link, Dynamics CRM that make up the social fabric. So we have to keep that in mind. There's a huge picture to enterprise social, not just Yammer.
Awesome. So what should customer expectations look like around social media?
Well, really, it's going to depend on the customer and where they are trying to transform their business. Because, you know, as one of the things Jackie brought up and we saw in the video, you know, kind of points out is that enterprise social is really, you know, in terms of working like a network, is really about taking what we do in our personal lives, using social media, and kind of using those as a way to transform the way that we're working inside the company as well. And so I've heard customer expectations really range anywhere from, hey, I've just heard about social and I'd like to turn something on, you know, all the way to, you know, more advanced scenarios where it's, you know, I'd really like to know what the sentiment or what the emotional state of my workforce is. And we've been using social networking for a while, using Yammer, you know, all the way to how do I plug a social element into my line of business applications in the enterprise? So it's a variety depending on kind of where they are in their life cycle of adoption of social media.
Cool.
I'll just add in there, Lex, that I was fortunate enough to be at the CXO Summit last week, and just love having conversations with our customers around this. And it's really apparent that our customers are very early in the stages of enterprise social, and they're really looking for help. They're really looking for guidance, right? I think most people get the importance of enterprise social. They're just really not sure where to go. And what a great opportunity for us to go in there versus one of our competitors and really lead the way in this emerging market.
Cool. One of the things that you mentioned, Jackie, was work like a network. Can you explain that a little bit for us?
Sure. You know, the video highlighted it, you know, people coming together. But as I said, and even with conversations that I had last week with the CXOs and that sort of thing, it was very apparent that they know that they need to change the way they work. You know, we continue to work the way that we always have, which is really, if you think about it, very siloed. And I think you'd agree that we do that internally to some extent as well, and very independently, because that's how we're really structured. If you think about the organizational chart, that's how we're structured, right? So how does one person make a connection with another, or even how do they even know how to reach another person that could be a subject matter expert in an area that they're looking for? And the way that we do that is by working like a network and making those connections. And that's where our social enterprise network, Yammer, comes in and opens up those conversations in a way that we really haven't had available to us before, and makes those connections. You're able to connect with people in a much, much different way. And it does, it really, there's a lot of benefits to that, obviously. You know, making those connections, empowering people, giving every single employee in an organization an equal voice. And that truly is extremely powerful. There's some of the best ideas that come from people that you would never expect. And that working like a network is really showcasing that.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And like I said, customers are really getting it. What they don't get is how do we work like a network? And so, Chris, I know you've spent a lot of time on this. Maybe you can just spend a few seconds talking about how people and how customers should be thinking about working like a network.
Yeah, it really starts with, you know, taking a step back and thinking about how we view information. You know, over the last few years, we've all been kind of rewired in the way that we get our information. We've kind of gone from just broadcast TV or phones or radio to all sorts of new mediums, you know, social media being a big part of that, you know, Twitter, Facebook, you know, now Vine, a whole series of different types of ways to get information that are really changing how we think. And so if we start to bring those types of technologies into the workplace and we start to see, you know, just drop them out there and don't necessarily, you know, have any guidance around those, it tends to be difficult to bring about. But if we use that type of medium to our advantage and we really use it as a way to learn more about our business, and if we use that to our advantage and we really start taking that new way of learning and applying it to the way that we get that information, then we can start using that to adapt and adapt at a much faster rate. And by really taking that information and adapting and empowering your employees to use it where they are, we're really putting the right person with the right information at the right time, you know, to make the best decision. And because of that, it gives us an opportunity to really grow our business, to respond faster to what customers are asking us to do, to respond quicker to the needs that we have inside the company as well.
Awesome. So how do you measure the success of enterprise social?
Well, that's almost been, it's kind of almost a trick question, because one of the things that people like to do is they like to look at enterprise social in the way that they might look at hits on a website and say, you know, how many people actually came and used my particular enterprise social platform. But really, a lot of the value of enterprise social comes from trying to map it directly to business value, you know, really going in and having something deliberate in mind, you know, taking a, you know, some sort of business driver, aligning it to some specific business objective that maybe you already have a key performance indicator for today, and using social to empower your workforce to really tackle that problem more effectively. And, you know, really kind of getting not necessarily an intangible value, but, you know, something that's measured by existing means, just, you know, looking at it a different way. Although there are different types of analytics that you can look at, especially with something like Yammer, there's all sorts of capabilities to, you know, do things like sentiment analysis, where we're looking to see how our employees feel about specific events, or watching how they react to major changes. You know, even like internally here at Microsoft, when Satya took over as our new CEO, we saw a huge amount of positive traffic, but we also saw a very large amount of positive traffic, you know, wishing Steve Ballmer the best as well. You know, and being able to kind of take a look at those types of activities and see how they're impacting the way that we're working as a company is, you know, gives a business a lot more insight into what's really going on and what's important.
Yeah, awesome. And I'll just add that it really, you know, to Chris's point, I'll highlight his point a little bit more there. It really depends on the social scenario that you're going after and how you measure that. So some of them are going to be easier to measure than others. If you're thinking about some of the external scenarios like social onboarding or the real-time marketing, we can actually measure those a little bit easier because they're pretty clear-cut, right, on what success is. And other things, if you're thinking about getting employees engaged and sharing ideas and coming up with IP or that sort of thing, you know, that probably is, you know, there's also measurements of success there, but having a clear idea of what the goal is when you begin, as well as what actually determines success, is going to help in, you know, measuring enterprise social.
Well, that was awesome. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So the interesting thing to me here is that you know, I've learned a lot. I've learned that it's not just one product, it's multiple products. Can you guys see what's trending? Can you look at topics that seem to be, you know, trending?
Absolutely. We can see, you know, different topics that are trending. We can also spot group activity within Yammer in particular. And then a lot of ways that'll give you insight into what might not be apparent as important initially can be sonar or kind of an early warning to something you should pay attention to otherwise. So we can see group activity. We can also see, you know, how lively a specific community is, because a lot of our customers have communities of practice, you know, groups of people that focus on a specific discipline. And so by really looking at those groups and seeing, you know, not just a series of, say, single posts going into Yammer, but multiple posts and replies to a topic, really kind of gives you an idea of what people are excited about and gives you a way to really measure the liveliness of something.
Cool. So it sounds like it's really a completely new way to work.
It is absolutely a new way to work. Like I said, it's all about working like a network, which is completely different for, I would say, the majority of us in the way that we approach things, the way that we think, and also our willingness to work with other people and try and break down those silos. I know that you guys can relate to this, that, you know, sometimes at Microsoft, it's like, oh, I don't want to work with that group. That's them. But it's not about that anymore. It is really about the one Microsoft, if you think about internally, and how do we make that happen? It is about working like a network, breaking through those barriers, communicating with people that maybe you didn't even know existed, that have that knowledge that you're looking for and could save you some time, or maybe even improve an idea that you have. So it's a fantastic thing, and I'm really excited about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, any last thoughts, guys?
I would say that another aspect, kind of a closing thought to consider for enterprise social, is that working with a network also provides you a way to kind of look past the traditional approach to problems. So, you know, I think at this point in time, it's safe to say that most of the things that can be automated are probably automated. They probably have a pretty streamlined approach or process that people use, and that most of the things that are upcoming challenges for businesses today are probably not very routine, not necessarily something that can be standardized. And so really kind of bringing that people element, bringing that human element back to work, connecting people and allowing them to kind of jump through those processes at a much faster pace is going to make us all more efficient and keep us from being disrupted as well.
Well, guys, there you have it, Enterprise Social. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. Jackie, thank you. Chris, thank you.
Thank you for having us, Lex. This is awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. It was my pleasure. Well, guys, that's your Taste of Premier.